are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
It's a game that Big Ten fans have waited for all college basketball season long. And what better way to get you set than a twofer Thursday for Friday night's matchup between 7th-ranked Iowa and 19th-ranked Illinois than a preview from both sides. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is twofer Thursday, January 28th, and we dive into Friday night's game, a game that all Big Ten basketball fans have had circled on their calendar since the schedule was released a few months back. 7th-ranked Iowa visits its 19th-ranked Illinois, a rematch from the Big Ten regular season finale last year that had some fireworks, some scuffles, some bad blood, everything that you could want in a Big Ten basketball season. Here previewing the side from Iowa to give us the Hawkeye perspective, it is Jarek Andreski. He is a basketball reporter for Hawkeye headquarters. He has you covered with everything you need to know with Iowa hoops. We are glad to have him here to provide the outlook for Iowa heading into Friday night's battle against Illinois. Jarek, pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Hey, Ben, thanks for having me on.
So let's dive into this matchup. And before we look at this year's team, let's go back to the end of last year. Of course, there was the famous scuffle between Connor McCaffrey and Damonte Williams from Illinois. There was some bad blood after the game. Both teams don't really seem to like each other, but that's okay. That's what we love in Big Ten hoops. How much does Iowa consider this a rivalry, and how much focus have they put into the narrative that it's becoming a budding rivalry in college hoops?
They definitely consider it a rivalry. And I was talking to Connor McCaffrey just earlier today, and he mentioned just growing up in Iowa City, he's really seen that rivalry developed. He was saying, you know, when he was a kid, when he was younger, that really wasn't a rivalry that Iowa really looked at. It was more of Iowa, Iowa State, and Wisconsin. But in these past 5-6 years, both of these programs have really taken off, and there is some bad blood, as you mentioned. I mean, they are open about it. They don't really like each other. On the court, off the court, there's some friendships and they enjoy talking to one another. They respect each other's games. But on the court, there's no friends out there. Joe Toussaint, sophomore guard for Iowa, said today, I don't really like anybody. He's not really a fan of anyone out there. When you cut on the court and you're up against them, you know, it's a war. And I think that's what we're going to get on Friday.
Joe Toussaint, a native of Brooklyn, New York. He has that mentality that unless I get to know you, I'm going to keep you at an arm's length distance. So this is Iowa's first game since last Thursday night's upset loss to Indiana. What's the mentality for the Hawkeyes now as they head into this huge matchup on Friday?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, that was a tough loss for them to take. And then to have such a long gap between playing games, you know, Luka Garza said that he wished they could have put another 40 minutes on the clock right after that game ended. These guys are competitors. They don't like getting beat like that. And it's tough for them to have to sit with this now for 8 days. That's not something you normally see during the college basketball season. So they're ready to go. There's a lot of external motivations in this game that you might not normally get from day to day. With the way it ended last year, as you previously mentioned, the heated rivalry between these two teams. And then plus, Iowa wants to prove themselves. You know, they dropped down to 7 in the AP rankings after that loss to Indiana. And they haven't had a chance to prove anybody, any doubters wrong since that game. And this will be their first chance. So they're motivated, they're hungry, and they want to get back out there and grab a win.
Jarek Andreski, a basketball reporter for Hawkeye headquarters, is fresh out of Iowa media availability. What has been the thought process throughout this break for Iowa, having not played a game in about 8 days?
You know, Fran McCaffrey, their head coach, he said that there's not really a lot of positives for having such a long break here. One thing he pointed to was CJ Frederick, who was sat out that second half against Indiana and was visibly missing from the team, part of the reasons their offense struggled so much. Part of the nice thing about this break is that he does have more time to get healthy. He had no update in terms of whether he will or will not play, but obviously making it more likely with that time off. He said he's going to trust that medical staff. But it also allowed them to have more time to focus on themselves. You know, when you have 2 or 3 games or days of rest in between games, you're going to rest and you're going to go over scouting more than anything else. Fran McCaffrey said they've had time to work on the team without really worrying about any outside factors. So they've been able to just sort of do more individual workouts with the players, get a little bit more nitpicky and really fine tune their game plan on both sides of the ball.
Without CJ Frederick in that loss to Indiana, the offense was stunted a little bit, also compounded by the fact that Jordan Bohannon had one of his worst shooting nights in recent memory, 0-of-8 from beyond the arc. Do you think of that game for Jordan Bohannon as more of an aberration or any cause for concern for the home stretch of this season?
I don't think it's any cause for concern. I think when you're a shooter who shoots at that volume, you're going to have days where you're not hitting it. I would be more concerned if Jordan missed his first 3 and then finished 0-for-1. If he's not, if he's in his head, you know, he's still confident that he's going to hit shots. There were a couple at the end that were a little questionable, but I think part of that was just sort of the do or die mentality. If you're back up against the wall, you just need to get something up to try and get something going. But he's had rough stretches. He didn't start off that great this year and then went, you know, had a 5-game stretch of averaging almost 20 points. But he's a real key part of this offense. If he makes more than one three, they haven't lost this season. I believe they're 8-0, 9-0, one of those two, when he hits at least two threes. So he's a big factor coming into this game. But I would imagine him to bounce back. He's a competitor. He doesn't like losing, and he doesn't like seeing that 0-for-8 in the three-point column. And one of the best shooters in Iowa history, I would have no other expectation than for him to come out and hit some shots on Friday.
Definitely one of the best shooters in Iowa history. Definitely one of the best shooters in Big Ten basketball this season. And personally, my favorite follow on Twitter in terms of Big Ten personalities. He got some flack for some Iowa fans after the struggles against Indiana. He ran with that even further past the parking ticket issues, saying he is sleeping in Carver Hawkeye to be so zoned in for this huge matchup on Friday night against Illinois. You have to love Jordan Bohannon, folks. You really do.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm glad that there was a majority of Iowa fans who understood that he was just having fun with the whole parking ticket issue. And I mean, again, this is a young man in college just having fun. I think some people took it a little too seriously. And of course, in perfect Jordan Bohannon fashion, he just decided to keep having fun with it and poke fun at people who were making fun of him for having too much fun. So he has a great mentality and by far the best follow for Hawkeye fans on Twitter.
Jarek, like both you and I, Jordan Bohannon is a content creator at heart. He takes something, he runs with it, he gets even more engagement. He is a very smart media mind. I look forward to seeing what he does after basketball, but still many more games to play this upcoming season. And we focus now even more so on Friday night's matchup against Illinois. It is going to be exciting. It is going to be tight. There will be a lot of energy leading into Friday night's game at State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. What's one key matchup you're really highlighting for Iowa to possibly take advantage of tomorrow night?
I mean, I think one thing that you're going to be looking at is the matchup between Luka and Kofi. I mean, that what Kofi got the block shot on Luka at the end of the game last year to get that win for Illinois. That's still something on Luka's mind. All the Hawkeyes were talking about, they vividly remember the scene after that game because it inadvertently ended their season. They didn't know at the time that that was going to be it, but that was it for them. And so I think that's a matchup that you're going to be looking at. Luka's the leading scorer in the nation right now. Going up against a really great center over there at Illinois. So I think those two are going to be going at it back and forth. And it'll be interesting to see how Illinois is going to try to contain Luka Garza. No one's really been able to figure it out this year, but there are ways to make things difficult for him and in turn make things difficult for the Iowa offense.
Only in the Big Ten Conference, when still post play is paramount to success, do you know two big men by their first name, Luka from Iowa and Kofi from Illinois. So as we look at defensively from Iowa, one of the struggles they've had all year has been getting stops on defense. One of the best guards in the entire country is on the other side on Friday night in Io DeSumo. How do you expect Fran McCaffrey to scheme out his defense to try to slow down Illinois in their guard play?
I think that might be the biggest question mark heading into this game, especially coming off of such a bad defensive performance against Indiana. They tried man, they tried zone, they did their three-quarter press against them towards the end of the game, and nothing really seemed to work for them. So it'll be interesting to see how Fran decides to attack that matchup. I think you're going to see a lot of different bodies thrown at him to try and throw him off his game. This is the deepest Iowa team that Fran McCaffrey's ever had, and he's not going to be afraid to have bench players or starters, a bunch of different bodies guarding him, big or small, to just sort of get him off his rhythm and keep him on his toes on the offensive end.
This is the beauty of Two for Thursday and the Locked On Big Ten podcast, giving you a preview from both perspectives for the biggest Big Ten basketball game of the season. Right now, talking the Iowa Hawkeyes with Jarek Andreski. In just a few minutes, giving you the Illinois outlook with Brandon Simberg of the Daily Illini. Friday night's game, whoever comes out with a win, it is going to be one of the most hard-fought wins of the entire Big Ten season, possibly across the national landscape in college basketball. You know what's very easy, though? Going to rockauto.com and the convenient self-service you receive for a family-run business that's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. That is what rockauto.com is. It's the place to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. It's so hard now with all the makes and models to stock everything in a traditional chain storefront, but that's not the case at rockauto.com. because they have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You don't need to go to a traditional chain storefront that doesn't probably have all the parts you need for the makes and models that are out there. You can go to rockauto.com, receive that convenient self-service, and get everything delivered directly to you with a few easy clicks on your laptop, your computer, maybe even your smartphone. And best of all, the prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On, LOCKEDON, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. I don't know if I've ever been so hyped on a 2 for Thursday to do the jingle to preview one of the biggest games of Big Ten basketball of the entire year. So here it comes. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. Right now on this 2 for Thursday, we're covering everything you need to know from both sides for tomorrow night's monumental matchup between 7th-ranked Iowa and 19th-ranked Illinois. Each and every day, we're covering everything you need to know about the glorious Big Ten Conference. But what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski of Locked On Packers, but he brings a wealth of knowledge across the entire sports landscape, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your favorite shows. Under 20 minutes each and every weekday, the entire world of sports. That's like here on 2 for Thursday when you can expect you get both sides of the biggest matchup of the Big Ten weekend from both perspectives. That's what we continue to do here on 2 for Thursday with Jarek Andreski. Speaking with Jarek Andreski, a basketball reporter for Hawkeye headquarters, he's right there on the border of Illinois and Iowa. So before I get your score prediction for the game for Friday night's matchup between 7th-ranked Iowa and 19th-ranked Illinois, I have to ask, are you able to go to the game on Friday night, or is Champaign a little bit too far of a drive?
I am. I'm very grateful to be able to get to go to the game, so I'm excited that I'll be able to make the trip down to Champaign. As you mentioned, I'm sort of located right on the border in the Quad Cities, so there's definitely some people in our newsroom that are pulling one way and others pulling the other, and I'm doing my best to sort of stay out of it and just focus on the coverage itself. But it's going to be exciting, and it's been really great to be at every game this year, considering it is a luxury that not many people are allowed into these games, so I'm looking forward to being able to watch it firsthand.
And you are doing a great job of giving us that insight, not just from the Iowa side, but touching on things Illinois as well. So let's focus on the matchup for Friday here. As KenPom sees it, one of the brightest minds in all of college basketball, he has Illinois winning by 183-82. If it lives up to that hype, goodness, it is going to be an absolute showdown on Friday night. But as you see it, Jarek, what will be the score at the end of the game between Illinois and Iowa?
I'm going to go with 87-83 Iowa. I think it's going to be a close game. I think that when you look at how Iowa's bounced back from losses this year, those are typically their best games following right after a loss. And if we go by that logic, their worst loss of the season, I should expect nothing less than their best game of the season here against Illinois. So it's going to be a tough environment. Even with no fans in attendance, a road game is still a road game and it's going to be tough, but this is really one that could go either way. I could say that same score, but say Illinois winning, and I think there'd be good, just as good a chance as that being the outcome. So it's going to be exciting, regardless of who comes up on top. And I'm just glad that we all get to watch some good Big Ten basketball.
Iowa didn't score a field goal in that game against Indiana this past Thursday for about an 11-minute span in that second half. They only ended with 69 points. There will not be many games this year the Hawkeyes score less than 70 points, and Jarek Andreski sees the Hawkeyes putting up in that mid-80s for a big win on Friday night against Illinois. Jarek Andreski, a basketball reporter for Hawkeye headquarters, who will be at the game on Friday night between Illinois and Iowa. Jarek, thank you very much for your time, your expertise, and making your debut here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast.
Absolutely, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
And now to give us the outlook of the Illini, the 19th ranked team in the country, it is Brandon Simberg back on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. He is a basketball beat writer for the Daily Illini. Brandon will be in attendance at the State Farm Center on Friday night for this huge matchup between Illinois and Iowa. Brandon, great to have you back on the podcast.
Hey, it's great to be back, man. I'm excited, man. I've had this game marked on my calendar since they announced the schedule in the offseason, so I'm excited this week, and this game is finally here and it's finally coming up.
I think you, like a lot of Big Ten fans, have circled this game since the Big Ten basketball schedule was released. I think people were upset we only got it once, but we will enjoy this game on Friday night. Brandon, you look back to last year. It was the regular season finale in the Big Ten Conference. We know that it got a little bit heated, and I think Io DeSumo from Illinois summed it up as best as anybody could, saying, we just don't like each other. They want to kill us. We want to kill them. How much of a rivalry is this game developing into?
I think it's definitely a big rivalry. And, you know, last year they were both good teams, but they weren't great. And they still managed to play two really close games with some trash talking and some animosity. And then so entering the season, you have Luka Garza coming back. You have Io coming back. They're both top 10 teams in the preseason. They played the last game of last year in Champaign. So all year it's kind of been building up to this. And Luka is obviously a player of the year candidate. Io is obviously a player of the year candidate. So I think for, you know, not only for the Big Ten, but I think for in the national college basketball sense, this is one of the bigger rivalries, and it's going to be one of the best games of the year, I think.
As we focus on Illinois, this is the Illini's first game in nearly 10 days. The Illinois team has been struggling a little bit, losing two of their last three games. Do you think the time off between when they played last Tuesday up until this Friday night's matchup is going to be good for them? Will the rest help, or will it be a little bit more of harm?
It's tough to say. You know, they had a week off between that Maryland loss and that Ohio State loss. So part of me thought, oh, this is really good reflection time to come out strong against Ohio State and kind of move past that Maryland loss. But then, of course, they lost the Ohio State game. So I don't love the fact that they haven't played a game in that many days. You know, they actually tried to schedule a game in between them because they had a non-conference game available, and they tried to reschedule the Nebraska game that got postponed. So I think they definitely wanted to get another game in. So I don't necessarily think it's an advantage that they've had this much time off.
So Illinois has been struggling a little bit as of late. In your mind, Brandon Simper, what needs to change for Illinois to get back to the level they want to be playing at?
I think defensively, you know, this is not the same. Brad Underwood kind of prides his teams on hard-nosed defensive teams and doing all the little things, and they really have not been that same caliber team this year. Defensively, they're actually 23rd in KenPom, which is much better than it was 2 weeks ago, but it feels like a lot of times teams can kind of go on runs and go on big spurts against them. You know, even in wins, like against Purdue, the Boilermakers went on a 19-0 run. Against Northwestern, they were losing by 15 at half. You know, Indiana was beating them for 32 minutes of that game. So for Illinois, it's about staying locked in defensively for 40 minutes and playing a solid 40 minutes, because they've shown at times, like that second half of the Northwestern game, that they're a really elite team. But then they've also shown at times, you know, like the first half of the Northwestern game, where they kind of struggle. So against Iowa, you definitely need to play good defense for 40 minutes, considering they're the number one offensive team in KenPom. And you need to play well for 40 minutes because they're a buzzsaw. You know, you can't take time off against them.
Speaking with Brandon Simberg, a basketball beat writer for the Daily Illini, who is on campus in Champaign, you have spoken with Brad Underwood about the streaky nature of Illinois so far this year. What's the main reason that he highlights that Illinois can go on a 15-0 run, but then allow their opponent to go on a 15-0 run as well?
So a big takeaway from the press conference after the Ohio State loss, a reporter asked, you know, do you guys lack toughness? Because, you know, last year they had Andres Felice and Alan Griffin, who are two kind of guards that really brought that toughness and that rebounding, and that they take charges and kind of do the little things. And they lost those guys this offseason. And Underwood answered that question with, like, nope, not right now. And that was it. That was like the first time all year he didn't really expand. That was one of the shortest answers he gave. So I think Underwood kind of wants to see this team be tougher. And as long as you can play tough for 40 minutes, then other good things will come, especially when you have Io and you have Kofi and you're going to get points on the board. So I think Underwood wants to see them just play a little tougher.
We are getting you ready for the biggest game of the Big Ten basketball season tomorrow night. 7th-ranked Iowa visits 19th-ranked Illinois, a battle for one of the top spots in the Big Ten Conference, a rematch of the regular season finale last year that decided the double byes in the Big Ten basketball tournament. So much at stake on Friday night, so much excitement you can expect. And the one place that has you covered for all of it, and the one place that we trust here on the Locked On Podcast Network, if you're interested on putting a wager down for Friday night, is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. That game is tomorrow night, 2 for Thursday, getting you ready for Friday's showdown between Iowa and Illinois. There is one Big Ten basketball game this evening, however. Michigan State visits Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights, a 3-point home favorite in the rack. This is the Spartans' first game since returning from their COVID issues that put their program on pause for about 2 weeks. Should be very exciting, and should be very exciting tomorrow night. And our good friends at betonline.ag don't just do game lines and game spreads and totals. They do future odds as well. And they have both Illinois and Iowa in a tie for fourth place right now when it comes to the future odds, tie for fifth place right now when it comes to future odds to win the 2021 NCAA men's basketball tournament. Both Illinois and Iowa are at plus 1600 right now on betonline.ag. Gonzaga in first at plus 275, Baylor in second at plus 450, Villanova plus 900, Michigan at plus 900 as well. So Michigan and Villanova in a tie for third, Illinois, Iowa, Alabama in a tie for fifth. Very interesting there. But both Illinois and Iowa, the two teams that make up this 2 for Thursday for tomorrow night's matchup, plus 1600 right now to win the NCAA tournament at betonline.ag. So there's all of that wrapped up in one at betonline.ag. So make sure to not sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON, to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I remember exactly where I was last season, the last time that Illinois and Iowa met in college basketball. It was Sunday, March 8th, 2020. We did not know it was going to be one of the final games of the college basketball season, but with all that was at stake that Sunday afternoon, I remember sitting there on my couch, enjoying every second of it. And you know what made it even that much better? The fact that I had a Built Bar by my side. I remember the flavor I had. It was peanut butter. One of my favorite Built Bar flavors. And I'm sitting there watching the action play out between Iowa and Illinois. This great contested rivalry with seeding in the Big Ten basketball tournament at stake, and enjoying my peanut butter Built Bar that made that Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening that much better. Built Bar has always been there for me, and the improved Built Bar is even deliciouser way back than when it was last year on March of 2020. It is so good. It has 18 amazing flavors that are all covered in 100% chocolate. The bars are soft and easy to chew. And even on top of that, Built Bars are healthy. It's the best tasting protein bar there ever was. It tastes like a candy bar, but you would never know when you take into account the health factors that come with Built Bar. It's perfect to lose or maintain weight while still indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, but high in protein and high in fiber. It has all the good stuff in there that leaves you feeling good and none of the bad stuff that slugs you down. Go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Two for Thursday continues here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, getting you ready for the biggest game of the entire Big Ten basketball slate, a top 20 matchup between 7th-ranked Iowa and 19th-ranked Illinois tomorrow night. And although the Big Ten Conference is the best conference in my mind of all of college basketball, there are some still great leagues across the rest of the college basketball landscape. And here on the Locked On Podcast Network, our other conference shows keep you locked and loaded each and every day. Locked On Big 12 with Josh Neighbors. The Big 12 is a heck of a basketball conference. They got Baylor, they got Texas, they got Texas Tech, West Virginia, Kansas, Oklahoma. They have a very deep league, not quite as deep as the Big Ten, but still very good. And Josh Neighbors does a great job on Locked On Big Ten. Also Locked On SEC with Chris Gordy. Some great teams like Alabama starting to rise the ranks, Missouri, Tennessee, if they can get things figured out. Both Chris Gordy for Locked On SEC and Josh Neighbors of Locked On Big 12 do a great job giving you all the information you need each and every day on a daily basis here across the Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure to check out all of the shows on the College Channel, just like Locked On Big Ten. And you know that every Thursday, when you're checking us out, it's Two for Thursday, a preview from both perspectives as we continue on with Illinois' outlook for tomorrow night's game against Iowa. So this is also Iowa's first matchup in over a week, dating back to their upset loss to Indiana this past Thursday. What has impressed you about what you've seen from the Hawkeyes so far this season in Big Ten basketball?
I mean, when you have the best player in the country, he's hard to stop, man. I mean, even in their losses, he's still putting up insane numbers. And he's just, you know, I'm actually writing my preview right now, and I was thinking about, should I add a how do you stop Luka Garza segment? But I'm not adding that because you just don't stop him. And I don't even think you need to, of course, you need to focus a lot of defensive attention on him. But I think it's actually more important to kind of take away the other guys, because when you have Jordan Bohannon rolling like that, that game where he hit 8 threes against UNC, and you have Joe Wieskamp rolling and CJ Frederick rolling. They're so hard to stop on that end. So it's the combination of Garza with three of the best shooters in the conference around him that just makes them so hard to stop.
So is that a key matchup you're highlighting for Illinois to take advantage of on Friday night, maybe slowing down some of the supporting cast as opposed to focusing all their efforts on the matchup down low against Luka?
100%. I think Indiana provided a good blueprint for how to kind of slow down Iowa. It's crazy that Indiana held Iowa without a field goal for 10 minutes. I mean, that credits Indiana's defense. That was awesome. But 100%, you know, Bohannon in that game was 0 for 9. You know, he was 0 for 9, and Wieskamp didn't have his best game, and Frederick got hurt and missed the second half. But, you know, it's like, I think Luka is going to get 20 to 30 points. So if you can slow the other guys down and key on them, and, you know, Illinois has Kofi Coburn who's one of the few guys with the kind of size to match Luka Garza. So I don't think you necessarily need to send 2-3 guys at him. And I think it's more important to run Bohannon off the line and take away clean looks for Wieskamp and Frederick.
That matchup down low between Kofi Coburn and Luka Garza on Friday night is about what Big Ten basketball is. That is going to be so, so much fun to watch. So you've highlighted some things defensively for Illinois. What's an area offensively that the Illini can look to take advantage of on Friday against Iowa?
Yeah, so as much as I've talked about Iowa's offense, their defense is not great. It's 99th in KenPom right now. And so for Illinois, you know, I think Iowa is going to get his in these kind of big games. He shows up. I think Kofi's going to get his, you know, even against Garza. Kofi's a guy that's just going to walk into a double-double every night. So I think it's important for the role players to kind of step up. You know, Andre Curbelo is a guy I was super high on, and he had a really good non-conference, but in conference, teams have kind of figured him out a bit, and he's been on a bit of a slump. So if he can kind of take advantage of Iowa's perimeter defense and create for others, that would be a good sign. And then the other guards, you know, Trent Frazier. When Trent Frazier scores in double figures, Illinois is 6-1. So that's a key X factor. They need Frazier to have a good game to shoot the ball well. Same with Adam Miller, who's been playing better lately. So, you know, I think Iowa and Kofi are going to get theirs, but can Frazier step up? Can Curbelo kind of come back to life? Can Miller do what he's been doing? I think that's how they can exploit this Iowa defense.
You have mentioned KenPom a few times. I talk about him daily on this Locked On Big Ten podcast. He is the smartest mind in all of college basketball. He sees Friday night's game going to the Illini. 83-82 is KenPom's score prediction. So I have to then ask Brandon Simberg, the basketball beat writer for the Daily Illini, how he sees Friday night's game playing out. What is your score prediction, my friend?
You know, Illinois, this would be the chance for them to get that marquee win. Like they've beaten some good teams. You know, they beat Minnesota at home, although how good is Minnesota on the road is a separate topic. They beat Purdue at home, who Purdue has looked really good recently, but in a lot of these big games, they haven't had that signature win yet. So this is an opportunity for them to get that signature win, but I'm actually going to roll with the Hawkeyes 80-78. I think if it gets into the 80s, that doesn't favor Illinois. Illinois needs to keep it a lower scoring game like Indiana did. And I just think that Iowa coming off a loss is not great for Illinois, because not that they weren't already going to be hungry, but it's tough for me to see Iowa losing 2 straight. And I think Iowa's going to pull out an 80-78 victory in what should be another exciting and super close game.
That's how we know we can trust you here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. You're not just a homer who's pulling with Illinois for this Friday night's matchup. You give it to us like it is. You spit the truth. And that's why we appreciate Brandon Simberg, a basketball beat writer for the Daily Illini on campus in Champaign, getting you set for Friday night's matchup between 19th ranked Illinois hosting 7th ranked Iowa. It is going to be so much fun. Brandon, thank you very much for your insight.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah, I can't wait. And Friday night should be a blast.
So many thanks again to both of my guests here on 2 for Thursday, giving you both perspectives for tomorrow night's game between Illinois and Iowa. First, it was Jarek Andreski giving you the outlook of the Iowa Hawkeyes, the visitor for tomorrow night's matchup. And we also had Brandon Simberg of the Daily Illini giving you the perspective for Illinois, the home team, tomorrow night in the State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois, hosting the 7th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes. Both Brandon and Jarek will be at the game in attendance covering that matchup tomorrow night. I hope both of them reach out to each other. They say hello in a socially distant way and can enjoy the fact that they were both here on 2 for Thursday, getting you ready for the biggest game of the Big Ten basketball season, a top 20 matchup, 7th-ranked Iowa on the road, visiting 19th-ranked Illinois. a part of a great weekend of Big Ten hoops that all get started tomorrow night. Some games on Saturday and some games on Sunday as well. So every Friday, it is our weekend preview here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Make sure to subscribe and follow wherever it is you get these favorite shows. And if you feel so inclined, give us a 5-star rating and a review, please. Please, I'm saying that very nicely, please. And you'll want to make sure you do that ahead of tomorrow's episode for our full weekend preview. The one they call Lucy Sports Jokes, Lucy Rodine, is back on the podcast. I'm sure she is thrilled for tomorrow night's game between Iowa and Illinois, as she is a graduate of the University of Iowa. But that is not the only game we will preview. Picks and predictions for everything, all 5 games scheduled as of right now for the Big Ten basketball weekend. That comes up tomorrow. Today was 2 for Thursday. You are set for Iowa and Illinois tomorrow night. And until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Thursday.